Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. And I just wanted to say a few words before we go to hear the teaching from Laura. I was thinking about this chapter. We've read it now. This is the third time in the reading. And I remember hearing a sermon one time about the way Moses related to the Lord and how the Israelites in general related to the Lord. They said that in this sermon, the pastor said that that Moses knew the ways of God, and the people usually just knew the works of God. And when we know the ways of God, the pastor went on to say, then we are less likely to go into relapse. He said relapse happens when our faith is really dependent on the works of God, and we have not thought deeply really about the ways of God. And this is why I know I must stay in the Word of God, the whole Word of God, because there's always more to be revealed. I grow every time I am in the Word of God, and so each time that I look at it, I see more and more of it. And as I see more and more of the Word, I grow in my knowledge and love of the Lord. I see His ways. I don't always have to depend on Him doing something for me, and I especially don't have to depend on Him doing it on order. You know, that a lot of times when I was just a baby Christian, I was always praying for things to happen, and if they didn't happen, then I could get pouty in a way, as if, you know, God was kind of like a genie in a bottle. But I realized that I have learned to live my life, or I'm learning to live my life, as it says in, it's a psalm, it's very short, it's Psalm 131, and it says, my heart is not proud, O Lord, my eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me, but I have stilled and quieted my soul. Like a weaned child with his mother, like a weaned child is my soul still within me. And it's that stillness that comes when I trust in the Lord and I know His ways, I'm learning His ways. And I do know that He works on His own time. And I do know that He knows better than I do. And so in this whole chapter, you know, Moses has a different type of relationship with the Lord. He alone is called to come close to the Lord, come closer to the Lord. And when the Lord sees my seriousness, when He sees my heart, He actually bids me closer to Him. And that I find how it works in Bible immersion for me also, that when I get serious about, you know, when He's not a checklist sort of thing, you know, where I'm just trying to check it off and get it done versus, you know, talk to me, Lord. Let me hear you, Lord. He sees that sincerity, and I'm drawing nearer to Him, and I get more out of the Word. And when I get more out of the Word, it actually encourages me more to be in the Word of God. And just one other thing, and I've said it before, twice in this chapter, the people said that, you know, we will do all that the Lord has spoken, all that the words that the Lord has spoken, we will do. And they were all quick to say that. And, you know, later on, we're going to find that, nope, they don't do all that the Lord told them to do. And I find that that too had to come with maturity, that to understand, just like Peter found out the hard way, that usually I think I'm further along in my faith than I really am. And so that helps me not to beat up on myself a lot, but to fall on my knees when I make mistakes and just say, God, I'm sorry again that, either I was impatient or I lost my temper or I'm sorry for that. And I know that you can help me to get better. And he does. He absolutely does.